What day?
In 101.
We need to have a sim for that.
Donation day.
Right. So basically, okay, Baruch Hashem. Morning, Shabbat Tov. So we're holding now in page 101, day 101, Chametz Chaim. The following case presents an all too common practice. Reuven works for a company which determines salaries for its employees through an annual salary review. Today is the day when company managers meet to discuss Reuven's performance and decide on his coming year's salary. Among the managers at the meeting will be Reuven's friend, Shimon. So discussing Reuven's salary, and Shimon's friend is going to be there for the discussion. So while Shimon is not among those who make the salary decision, he'll be privy to the discussion. Therefore, Reuven considers him the perfect source for inside information. As soon as the meeting's over, Reuven finds a chance to speak privately to Shimon. What do they say about me, he desperately wants to know. So Reuven's salary is being reviewed, and his friend Shimon is inside. So the minute the meeting's over, he goes up to Shimon and says, what do they say about me? He wants to hear what they said about it. Mm-hmm. Tells him what they think about it. Now the desire to know what others think about us is often deeply rooted. It can begin in childhood, develop into the self-conscious adults, and remain an issue for many people for the rest of their lives. Whatever the context, Chavetz Chaim informs us that a person who inquires into what others are thinking or saying about him is guilty of asking someone to speak rechilos. You're asking him to speak rechilos. That's what you're asking him to do. You're telling him, tell me what they said about me. He's not allowed to tell you what they said about him. So to ask someone what they said about me in the meeting, basically I want to know what negative things they said about me. That's asking the person to speak rechilos.
Maybe he was asking about good things, not bad things. Why do you assume that it's bad things?
First of all, it's a closed meeting. You're not allowed to say anything. Usually these things, like I said earlier, that these meetings are usually a closed meeting. So therefore, you're not supposed to be repeating anything.
Even if there was nothing negative about it?
First of all, the fact that you're asking the question alone is asking the person to speak Rechilas. That itself is wrong. You're asking him to speak Rechilas. You don't know what he's going to ask. So you ask the guy, you ask him to speak Rechilas. How foolish are those whose nature is to always seek to know what others are saying about them. That's Chavetz Chaim said. It's foolish. Even when such knowledge will have absolutely no effect on their future. When people do not want to reveal this information, they're pressured intensely until they finally reveal it. The person who wants the information accepts it in all its derogatory detail as truth, and he and the subject now become bitter enemies. If we would list all the pitfalls and transgressions which this person has involved himself, the page cannot contain them all. One who stands over his friend and pressures him to speak rechilas so that he himself can hear it accepted as fact is a chotei u'matthei, the sinner who caused others to sin. Therefore, one should remain far, far away from such behavior and not seek such information unless he is certain that he needs to know for the future purposes in order to protect himself from that person's plans. So basically, he's very strict. Pressure other people what other people said about me. Be very careful. Sometimes it's foolish. Foolish to seek what other people are saying about us. Fine. Baruch Hashem. That's Chavetz Chaim. Baruch Hashem. Now, when we get into the sugya, everybody's excited. So holding now, Marcus Tuff.
Can you lie?
So first of all, you're saying I'm lying.
No, he thinks you're great. You know, you're a good person.
We said if you're
not going to let you off without an answer.
If you can, if that's
so
really
you say, you know, he admires you, he thinks you're wonderful. If he finds out otherwise, he'll come else.
That's checking, you know.
Right. But you now have to say refuelus, of course. It's a bima poiti amachti, or it's just have faith in your life.
It's not a chet. The Chavetz Chaim said earlier that if he's going to make a fight and you say, he brought that, the Gemara said you're allowed to.
Even
if
it's an
Avera,
it's better.
But
it's
not
Avera. You're doing your own
Avera.
You're not involving someone else.
But even there, the Chazan says, the whole Emes means making Shalom. Shalom is a form of Emes. Making peace is saying, we said earlier, right? I wrote down that making fights is a form of lying. And Emes, Shalom is a form of Emes. So even though you're telling him a lie, since it's Shalom, it really is Emes. That's what you said earlier. Meeting.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. It's usually good at such meetings. You realize that such meetings are, if it's a meeting, say these meetings are closed meetings. But if, right, say these meetings are closed meetings, if you can't get out of it, you're right. It's better to say, better to lie than to say rechilus. Fine. So now we're holding Shmuel Tes Fel Omid Beis and Tes Zayin Omid Aleph.
69.
Yeah, it'll be going on to 69 soon. Very soon. Let's just go back to Tesla on a base. We'll start from let's try to start a starting point. Right, let's say there are four lines from the bottom of Tesla. They are going according to this reasoning. They, Shemar earlier is referring to Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, right? Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish are going according to their reasoning, right? We said in the Gemara earlier, Rabbi Yochanan holds Hasra'a Safik is a good Hasra'a. And Reish Lakish, right, when you're warning in the Safik, is a good warning. And Reish Lakish holds not a good warning. That's what we said earlier. Now this is not a new argument. This is based on the reasoning, the Itmar, Shvua Sha'oichal Kikarzu Hayat. Kikarze Hayat. A person makes the shvua, says, I'm making a swear that I'm going to eat this loaf of bread today. He makes this for hayam. Then the day passes. V'lo yachal, he didn't eat it. So Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, the Amri Tarvayet, they both say, ain't it lucky you don't get Malchus? But for two different reasons. Right, again, the guy makes a shvua, I'm going to eat this loaf of bread today. Right? You don't get Malchus. Why not? Rabbi Yochanan says, "Ain't no like we're going to test Zion with Aleph 16a." Rabbi Yochanan says, "You don't get Malchus. Why? Shouldn't have a lav she'ain b'maisa? Because this was a lav without action, right? What was his lav? He had to transgress his swear by sitting back and not eating. So since a lav without action, mechal lav she'ain b'maisa, every lav without action, ain't like it a lav. You don't get Malchus." But Rashi spoke out. The fact that it's a hasra of a warning doesn't bother Rabbi Yochanan. Right? The fact that when you warn a guy, how do you? It's going to be hasra asafin. What are you warning him? Let's say a guy said, "I swear I'm not going to eat a loaf of bread today." What's the warning?
Don't eat a loaf of bread all day today. Or
yeah. So you tell him, make sure you eat this loaf of bread. But what's my warning has to be? I'm warning you. If you don't eat that loaf of bread, you're going to get malchus. But when I'm warning him 10 o'clock in the morning, right, that's Asra Safek. I don't know at this point, if he doesn't eat the bread right now, he'll get Malchus. Let's say the guy doesn't eat the bread right now. He gets Malchus 10 o'clock in the morning. He's not going to get Malchus. It's Asra Safek. So you can't get Malchus. Right, according to...
Well, Rabbi Yochanan holds on Asra Safek, you do get...
Correct. Sorry.
So you trump them. It's kind of like the lo asei is trumping the sefer kasra.
Fine. So therefore, you have a new reason over here. But here, the new reason why you won't get malchus is because of lav shema mice. I mean, the fact that it's sefer kasra, you would still get malchus. The fact that you're warning the person, right? The fact that it's sefer kasra, even though when I warn him 10 o'clock in the morning, I don't necessarily know if he's for sure going to not eat the bread the whole day. But so I'm warning him, make sure you eat the bread. Still, it's okay. It's a good asra. So why don't you get malchus? For a different reason. Because it's a lav she'ein b'maisa. Good?
Right.
The problem that it's a sefek hasra doesn't bother him. Let's see the second line. The Gemara, Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, ain't a leka. Reish Lakish says you don't get malchus. Why? Mishum dav hasra safek. Because your warning is a safek. V'chal hasra safek lo yishma hasra'a. And every time you're warning on a suffix, right? It's not a good hasra. So this person doesn't get malchus because he was never warned properly. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, why do you get malchus? According to Rabbi Yochanan, because
you don't get
malchus in this case.
It's a shame.
Right? There's no action. You just sat back. You didn't eat the loaf of bread. You can't get malchus. According to Reish Lakish, it's a sin to sefek hasra.
You never get that.
So therefore, you can't get malchus because sins were warning you. We're not sure if you're going to get the lav. Therefore, it's a sefek hasra. Go ahead.
I just have one quick question. I don't want to go on tangent. Where did we learn that Rabbi Yochanan holds that you do not get malchus on shame of Omasa? Did we learn that previously?
Further, we had this Gemara a few times. Right? We already had this thing, Gemara and Daf, Beis, Daf, Gimel. We didn't hold the Rabbi Yechon. We know this concept from before.
It's brought in somewhere. Okay, I just...
We brought this concept before. The Allah Shem Amai, so we brought in from... Yeah, we brought it from in the Gemara of... We said when someone gives a false testimony, you should get, you don't get lashes because it's the law of Shema Maisa. Gemara is going to bring a source later anyway, that, at the end of this page alone. From Rabbi Yehuda, we're going to bring a source anyway eventually. Okay. We're going to bring a price that said. Which we had a Gemara earlier, so that we said it has to be a law, which is Taimet and Chasima, right? Remember, we said it has to be a law, which is like muzzling. We said just like muzzling has an action. Right here, also it has the action. One of the things we learned out, right? We said every lav has to be similar to chasima, to muzzling. But one of the things we said was, like with the other, was the action every time to get malchus, you need to have the action. That was one of the places where we discussed it. Good, fine. But so let's see the last word on the fourth line, the tarvayu, and the two of them. Both of them, meaning Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, Alibad Rabbi Yehuda. They're going according to Rabbi Yehuda. She's Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. It sounds like they're going according to him. Alibad Rabbi Yehuda, going according to Rabbi Yehuda. It's complicated. Why is it going to go through it, back and forth?
I think that it was before a little bit. I just was confused on it.
Yeah, if it's a middle, if what, for this?
I just have to understand the thing with the breads, there were two different situations, right?
Now I'll talk to the FD, I don't want to. So yeah, I'll talk to the FD, yeah, there's two situations.
It's not one.
It's two cases.
Okay, that's all I'm
good, fine.
It's not going, Aliba is not going with Aliba.
It's going according to.
It's like,
based off of.
You can say according to, but it's not like he's going with the score of Rabbi Yehuda. It's like they're both inside Rabbi Yehuda's reasoning. Yeah, fine.
I'll leave it.
Yeah,
fine. Yeah. Fine. So they both hold their going. The Tanya, we learned the Braisa says, "Lesasi rimenu ad barkir." You shouldn't leave over from it until the morning. Right? We said, "Lesasi rimenu ad barkir." Don't leave over from it. Remember, this is referring to the Karbanas, the Karban Pesach. Don't leave over from it until the morning. Right? The Isra of Neister. Don't leave over. That is the law. What does it say afterwards? Fine. Right. So if you leave over till the morning, etc., the pasuk says, but ish this river burn it in the fire. Right? So you have a lice say and then I say. So Baha Kasso Ryuda says the pasuk is coming, Litain Asay to give us an assay of burning it in the fire. Achar Lisa say, after the lice say of don't leave over. Lemmer to say, she ain't like it a love that you do not get malchus. Tiber Yehuda, these are words of Tiber Yehuda. Yehuda says, why, if you, in the case of Neister, when you leap over, why do you not get malchus?
Negative by positive.
So when you do the positive, it's a love and it's a class say. That say fixes up the love. Now, if we realize over here, there could have been three possible reasons why. You don't get malchus, right? What's the three possible reasons? First of all,
Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi
Yochanan,
right?
Or now,
Rabbi Yehuda saying another reason.
Elijah
and the people say, right? So we're saying there's really three reasons why you could be no malchus. Now Rabbi Yehuda chose to pick the reason of Elijah. Let's say, which means the other two reasons aren't good enough for him. Which means the other two reasons aren't good enough reasons not to get malchus. Only because of it's a lav shenitik lasei. That's why there's no malchus.
He's saying both of them hold like men. Is that what he's saying?
He's not. He reviewed not saying anybody. He's a reviewed the time. He came before that.
No, I'm saying the Gemara said though.
I'm saying the
both
Gemara.
Of them according to
Rabbi Yehuda. No, sir. So in yes, yeah, so we're saying the Gemara is saying both of Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. They're learning it out. They're saying I'm going according to Rabbi Yehuda because they see their shita in Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Go, yeah, they see the shita in Rabbi Yehuda because Rabbi Yehuda his only issue was why did you get malchus? Because it's a lav and it's a glass say that I say it was a lav. But what about the fact that it's a Sava Kasra? That wouldn't bother me, which means even if it was a Sava Kasra, you would still get malchus. So what do we take away your malchus? Right?
Why?
Because he didn't give that reason. Because he only gave the reason. He refused to come and say, why don't you get malchus in this case? The reason is because of the law of anitic
glass.
We're in review now. In review, who that means. I'm in review them. Review the Tana. Review this before you have Chesh Lakish. Review this after I fit into them. Review the Tana. So review this says, the reason why you don't get malchus is because of one reason. Is because the Asay fixes law. Now, what about the other two reasons? It sounds like, according to him, the other two reasons would not be good reasons to take away my malchus. Which means, what if the fact that it's a Savak Hasra'a, right, doesn't bother him? Even though, let's say, we warn you, yet it's an hour before it's too late to leave it over. I tell you.
So he's saying the Savak Hasra'a is good,
it's a good
but.
I have a different problem.
But good. The Lav She'im HaMaisa.
Good, but. True. But,
the Savak Hasra'a is good for.
Before we forget about Yerushalayim Rebbeinu, don't talk about Yerushalayim Rebbeinu for a minute. Just talk about Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda says, what's the reason why it's not good? Because the Lav She'im HaMaisa, correct? Now, that means, what about the fact that it's a Safek Hasra over here? That you'd still get Malchus. What about the fact that it's a... According to Rebbe Yehuda, like this. Just take a checklist a minute. Right? First of all, you have like this. You have three reasons. Right? In this case of Nesar, right? You left over, right? It says, don't leave over. And don't leave over. Then it says to burn. Good.
Right.
Now there's three things going on. First of all, it is a case that the assay is coming right. The assay can fix the lot. Fine. That's one reason not to get off. The assay's fixed the lot. Fine. Now there's another reason, a possible reason not to get off. Is over here. It's a Savak Hasra. So what do you warn the guy? What are you warning? You warn the guy. You tell him. Don't leave over. He has another 3 hours to leave over until he gets to Issa. So what are you going to do? Don't leave it to the morning. Stay up the whole night time. Don't leave it over to the morning. So every time 2 o'clock in the morning, I tell him don't leave over, right? Till the Alas Shach and Issa. I tell him don't leave over. It's a suffix if he's going to do something wrong. Correct. It's a suffix astro. I don't know if he's going to do it. That's a suffix astro. So another reason not to get mocked in this case would be because it's a suffix astro. My warning is a suffix. That could be a second reason. The third reason, in this case, not to get malchus when he's leaving over. What's the third reason? Because, how do you get this Esther?
Lav She'im HaMaisa.
So you sit back, you do nothing. So there could be a third reason, it's a Lav She'im HaMaisa. It's a Lav She'im HaMaisa. There's no action, you just sit back and do nothing. Good. Then Rehuda comes in, and he says, you know why in this case you don't get malchus? Because of this reason. Because the Asay fixes the law. That's the reason why. Which means
because of the pasuk, because of the second pasuk.
But not because of the pasuk, he understood in the pasuk that the reason is that's why he read the pasuk, not because of the pasuk. But more than that, he could have gave a better reason. He doesn't have to tell me because the pasuk says the lav she'im HaMaisa. He could have said that means you did a lavi that deserves malchus, right? And I need a say to fix. I need the pasuk to teach me a say to fix. He could have said a better reason. He could have told me there's no lavi that gave you malchus in the first place.
Right.
He could have told me. It says to the Savak Hasra'a, you never deserved Malchus in the first place. Correct? He could have told me, why did you get Hasra'a? I want, in the case where you left over, right? You leave over in the, Nisa. I could tell you very simply. The reason why there's no Malchus is because the Savak Hasra'a. Is that a good reason? When I warn you, and is it a.
They're all good valid reasons.
Oh, but since he didn't give these two reasons, means he holds they're not valid reasons either. We think they are, but Rabbi Huda himself, right, good. It seems to us though that who only said reason number one means this is not a good reason, and this is not a good reason. This is the only reason to tell me you don't get Malchus. That's what he told. He comes to the price and says, what's the reason you don't get Malchus? Because the Asay fixes the law. He didn't give the other two reasons, which means he holds.
Is he holding Safak Hasra'a as a good Hasra'a and Lav She'im HaMaisa gives you Malchus?
Yes, that's what it is. That's the Gemara's understanding. That's the Gemara's deal. That's the Gemara's understanding of him. It seems to me that even if Safak Hasra'a would still get Malchus.
Right.
It's not a reason that, right, even so, which means he would hold, you would hold, even though you gave Safak Hasra'a, you still get Malchus.
Like
argue, right? Well, fine. That's what he would hold. And also a Lav She'im HaMaisa. I don't care if there's no action. You would still give Malchus. I mean, these and this is a reason to still give Malchus. They're not a reason to take it away. The only reason to take away my Malchus is because the Asay fixes the law. That's what the price sounds like. The only good reason, what's the reason why in this case you don't get Malchus? Because the Asay fixed the law. which means these other two reasons don't help me. Even if it's a Sabbath Kasra, even if it's a Lav Shem, you would still get Malchus. That's the Gemara said. So what happened now? Let's see again the Tanya. The fifth one. So the Tanya, we learned in a Braisa. So. Well, let's see what we meant with Ad Baikar. Shouldn't leave over until the morning. That's the lesson I say, don't leave over. But next time you ask Baker, and if you leave over till the morning, the government etc., the issue is so if you should burn it in the fire. So Bahakas, the Pasuk is coming. Litein Asay to give you a Asay, Akar Lois Asay, after the Lois Asay. Lemon to say to you, She'ain like enough to say to you that you do not get Malkas on the Tibur Rabbi Yehuda. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. The reason why you don't get Malkas is because Asay fixes the Lois Asay, not because of any other reason.
That's
his
only reason.
This
is fine.
That's
Rabbi Yehuda,
right?
Yeah.
Rabbi Yechlin Daik understands Hachi like this. Time with the whole reason why there's no Malkus is the Bahakasa, because the Basa came. I mean, the Asay came, the Pasa came with the Asay, and fixed up the Lav. Ha, Loi Bahakasa. But if it did not come, the Pasa would not have come to fix it up. Like a youth, you would have still got lashes. Alma, we see. Hasra Asafik, even though this case was a case of Hasra Asafik, Shema Hasra, it's still Shema Hasra, it's still cool. The Hasra would still be a good warning. And you would still get Malkus. The only reason you don't get Malkus is because the Torah gave you an extra assay.
I have a question.
Yeah. One second. Let's see. Now, let's see Rish Lakish. Just hold on, because I want to go through Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish, Daichach, Rish Lakish makes a difference to you. The reason why there's no Malkus is the Bahakasov, because the Pasuk came to give me the Asay to fix up the lap. Ha, but like Bahakasov, the Pasuk would have not came with the Asay to fix up the lap. Like he would have got Malkus. I'm what we see. Lav She'en B'maisa. Lav, even though the scenario over here, what we're leaving over, was the case of a Lav She'en B'maisa, a Lav without action. Like and I still see that you get Malkus on it. Okay, now, what's your question?
How is the Gemara assuming for Yochanan and Rish Lakish? The Gemara is saying the reason is that they have to hold like Yochanan, because I guess the Rabbi Yochanan is the Tana.
What do you mean? They have to hold like Rabbi Yehuda? They're both
hold like Rabbi
Yehuda. No, we know already. The Gemara is not assuming. The Gemara knows already for a fact that they're both going in Rabbi Yehuda.
They're both going in Rabbi Yehuda.
Why not clear which Rebuda when to switch which Rebuda was? We know that for a fact. We know that they're both coming off Rebuda.
Fine.
But now they're focusing on.
And if they're not, then we're going to have to hold by what we originally.
We don't have to hold.
No, then the Gemara is saying it. Then if it wasn't for holding like Rabbi Yehuda with this extra pasuk, then we're going to hold like the original Sfora of Rabbi Yochanan says the stuff of the Sra, and Rish Lakish.
We still hold like that. We're just trying to understand. They're trying to bring a source. Where are they coming from? They're coming from left field. They're just trying to understand. What are we doing? Rish Lakish saying? So, right, we said the whole thing of Pitla Say and right, but the Levi Lakav is dependent on Savak Asra. What's right. Savak Asra dependent on? Where'd that come from? Saying that's based on Pesukim, which is based on and reviewed it. This Pesuk of Lesir Menu
Adbaikah. But you see, they're not. It's not based on this.
It is good. The Gemara's going to say it is right now. Why is not? The Gemara's explaining that it is. The Gemara's going to say that they're both understanding from a different point from this Pesuk. They're both coming off of this Pesuk and reviewed it from this Pesuk. That the main thing is the Pesuk said this is the issue.
But the Gemara just said that they're both holding in the same reason as Rabbi Yehuda.
They're both holding in Rabbi Yehuda, which means that they're understanding their limo, they're pulling out their din of Savak Asra is good or not from this Rabbi Yehuda. Whereas Shogun had to get pull it out. They're pulling out their rule from Rabbi Yehuda.
Okay. They're both saying if you don't have the positive, low bar is if there's not the positive. So they're both saying if you remove the positive, then they
still,
make it different, then they both have different reasons.
Why?
Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan.
Fine, good.
You see that the positive.
Because they're coming, you see, they're doing the same thing, right? They're just pulling out different points from.
If they both call it the positive, then it's evident why they're each holding different svara. Why Rabbi Yochanan is holding one, and why Rabbi Yochanan is holding one, and Rabbi Yochanan is holding another.
No, we're not saying that, we're just this Gemara is bringing the source. We're not asking on that. No, we're not asking Rabbi Yochanan or Shlach to this Gemara. We're showing the source for them, where they're coming from. We're trying to show a source.
I don't understand how this shows it, though.
Okay, so we're going to explain. He said, like, they both come to me. Why didn't ask again? Why? Because you have a question on it, or just on the first level?
I think it's on the first level.
Simple like this. He's saying, why did Rabbi Yehuda say that the only reason you don't get malchus is because you did your asset? Have a better reason. Let's say Rabbi Yechon and Katam, Rabbi Shlakish says, Rabbi Yechon and Katam.
As soon as he says he has a better reason, and that they're both holding in that.
Have another
that,
reason.
Another
reason. That's what it is. Another reason. Why he thought because, you know, the only reason is because the Torah gave me a say after the law, so it fixes the law. And the better question, your law didn't deserve malchus in the first place. If you hold Stomach Asra'ah doesn't get malchus, you never deserve malchus in the first place. I mean, let's say according to Rabbi Yehuda, yeah? Rabbi Yehuda is saying, I hold Stomach Asra'ah is a good malchus. It is good. Right? How do I know that? Because over here, you really get malchus. Right? By Nisim. You should get malchus. Right? Even though the Stomach Asra'ah, you get malchus. Correct?
Right.
So what was the only reason why you didn't get malchus? Because the Asay came and took it away.
No, because if you were holding in Rabbi Yochanan, if you take out the reasoning of Rabbi Yehuda, and you're holding in Rabbi Yochanan, the reason he doesn't get Malchus should be because it's a Maisa Lashem of Maisa.
Fine, good. So you're asking.
I don't know how it fits and then unfits. That's what I'm saying. They're saying it fits in, and then you're saying that you extrapolate the both of them out. And then once you extrapolate the both of them out, you're going to say that each one has its own thing, and each one has its own reason, and it has nothing to do with the other with Rabbi Yehuda.
But we got it. We understood it from Rabbi Yehuda's thing. Rabbi Yehuda's saying this is the reason. Wait, this is a starting point. What do you mean? I don't say we're saying going in and going out.
If that's the starting point, yeah. Then what else do you learn out? Then why do you learn out everything else? If that's the reasoning, then why do you learn out Lashem Ma'isim? Why do you learn out stuff like
this? Because the fact that this is the reason, not the other reason. The other reason is wrong. Which means, forget about Lashem Ma'isim, one thing at a time. Rabbi Yochanan holds, let me ask you a question. According to Rabbi Yochanan, by Nicer, if Stavik Asroel gets Malchus, should you get Malchus here?
Yeah.
So what's the reason you don't get Malchus?
According to Rabbi Yochanan?
In Rabbi Yochanan, it would be
should be Lashem Ma'isim. Why do you have to put it aside? Okay. If Rabbi Yochanan has a sfora, Lashem Ma'isa also, he's holding both these things, and you're going to tell me the reason that he has an Asra, the reason that he's getting Malchus is Suffolk Asra, the reason he isn't getting Malchus is because of Lashem Ma'isa. Why all of a sudden do you eliminate that piece and go there?
I was going to ask you a question. The wily is going to ask you a question. You're already in the second step. You understand step one, why you can't learn, you see this is right, but why is this wrong?
I don't know. I'm stuck there here. I didn't know the more to ask that question. It has to ask that question because it sticks you right here.
Right, but the step one was that how he got to step one. Step one was the fact that he said it's a Kedar Asay, fixes the law. And he didn't tell me my issue was through the Stomach Asra'ah. Stomach Asra'ah is not an issue. That's what he's taking out from me.
He's like separating.
He's not thinking, why is he going to ask the next piece in a minute? Why is he going to ask me? You don't make sense. As I'm explaining to you, understand the first step. First step is like this. Rabbi Yochanan said like this. The fact that you have to come up with a reason to fix your law, the Asay fixes your law, which means you had a law here. Even though it was a Suffolk Hasra, right? Mm-hmm. You still deserve Mal. You still deserve Mal. That's what he's saying. Why is he going to ask you a question? Saying okay. The fact that Rabbi Yehuda has to explain to me that Asay fixed the law, right? That means Suffolk Hasra didn't bother you. It was Suffolk Hasra, and even though it was Suffolk Hasra, still you should get Mal and you needed it. And you needed it. But Kazu Rabbi Yehuda says the other way. That's where Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says the fact that you didn't care about Suffolk Hasra, right? And you have to come to that say, that's the reason why I think Stomach Asra still gets Malchus. Comes Rish Lakish and says, no, I'm focusing on a different point. I think the reason here, if a Lashem Ma'isa wouldn't get Malchus, the reason here not to get Malchus is because you don't have it's a Lashem Ma'isa. So why do you have to tell me that that say fixes the law? Must be there really is a law here, and that's why you need the Malchus to fix it. See, he's saying after me, the fact that you have to come onto a new reason, that say fixes the law, shows me that Lashem, even though it's a Lashem of Maisa, you still would get Malchus. Meaning, Rabbi Yochanan knows the fact that Lashem of Maisa doesn't help me to take away the Malchus. The only thing that's going to help me is because I say fixes the lot.
Yes. Let's start again from the top. Anybody inside the Tanya? Let's go float it again. The Tanya or Reuven or Shlach inside. So five lines from the top. The Tanya we learned in the Braisa. What does the Braisa say? Let's say Siru Mimenu Ad Biker. You should not leave over until the morning. Va'Neisar Mimenu Ad Biker. Someone who does leave over until the morning. The Gemara, which means you should burn it, which means that it's a say after the Leisas. Kamei Rebbe then tells us. The pasuk is coming, leading asay after leisase. The pasuk is coming to give asay after leisase. Loimar to say to us, to teach us, she ain't like it enough that you don't get malchus tiver Rabbi Yehuda. So the reason you don't get malchus from leaving over the extra nicer is because you did the asay, because your asay could fix it up. So Rabbi Yechonon dayik. Rabbi Yechonon makes a diakachi like this. He extrapolates the following. Taima, the reason why over here you don't get malchus is the baha kasa, because the pasuk came and gave me asay to fix it. The asay is going to fix the lot. Ha loy baha kasa. But if the pasuk would not have came and given me the asay, if you would not have that asay, like it on the lav alone, you would have got malchus for doing the lav alone. Alma, we see hasra asafik shma asra. Even though it was a case of a hasra asafik. In the case of Nisar, when you warn the guy, you're really warning when it's that, you don't know if really he's going to end up leaving it over or not. So you see, it's called a Hasra. So that's about the fact that Rehu, that's not the reason of that essay, is to fix the lice essay. Means there is a lav here, even though it was a Savak Hasra, there is a reason to get Malchus. Rish Lakish, Daikachi, Rish Lakish makes the following deal. He makes a deal like this, he extrapolates like this. Time of the reason that Rehu told me you don't get Malchus. Over here is the Baha Kassel. Is because the pasuk came to give me the assay to fix up the Lysas. Ha, Lai Baha Kassel. But if the pasuk would not come, then, like it, you would get Malchus. Because there is a reason to get Malchus. Alma, we see. Lav She'in Mamaisi. Even though it's a Lav without an action, like it a Lav, we still give you Malchus. That's what he wants to pull out of here. Let's see Rashi. The fourth line in Rashi. Let's see the fourth line, the fourth wide line. The Tarvayu Aliba to Rabbi Yehuda. They're both going according to Rabbi Yehuda, to Amar Kabe Nisr, who says by Nisr, regarding Nisr, the leaving over, that Itzrich, I need Lenetuke Lav La Asay. I need to take away, remove the Lav with the Asay. And Athel Gav, even though that's Asra Asafiki, and it's Asra Asafik, the Lav Shema Mai, and the Lav Shema Mai Suhu, still, I need a pasuk to give me a different reason why there's no malchus. So Rabbi Yechonon daik, and Rabbi Yechonon learns from there that alma we see from here hasra asafik shma hasra, that hasra asafik is called hasra, right? And therefore you have to come up to a new reason not to get malchus. That asay fixes it up. Rish Lakish daik, and Rish Lakish makes a diyak from here, brings it out from here. Alma we see lav she'ein b'maisa like the lav, even if lav that actually gets malchus. Now. Everybody's questioning. Look at me. Further, I'm going to ask the Tarfayu Itek Meiva. That both of them you can learn from here, right? Right. Meaning Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shlokesh can learn at both concepts from here. Why are they only taking their thing out of it, right? You can learn at both of them from me. You can see from here two things. The fact that Rehu this has to come out to this fact that the idea that the Asay fixes the Lav. So we see first of all, a Savak Asra is a good Asra, and a Lav Shem Maisa is a good. You deserve Malchus. And the only reason not to get malchus is because the asay fixes it. See, the fact that we do this to give this reason means the other two reasons aren't good enough for him. So it means the other two reasons aren't good enough reasons not to get malchus.
Briefly ask, that you buy the both of them,
both of them. So if you buy a sack, or Rabbi Yochanan taking one, Rabbi Yochanan taking the other one, just put, because both of them are true. You see.
No, I was thinking that.
You were just asking, interview them, do the other one also.
Rabbi Yochanan, right.
Fine, fine. You're saying the same thing. Interview right. Also, take the other one. Right. You're saying the same thing. Take both of them. The question is, you should take both of them. Meaning, if for you the only issue I have here is that Sayyid fixes the law, that's why there's no malchus, and the other two reasons aren't true. Which means, the fact that it's not true, you still get malchus. Even though it's a tzavik asra, you
still get malchus.
You still get malchus. And the fact that Salah Shem Amaisa still gives me malchus.
For Rebbe Yehuda.
The only reason why I don't get malchus is because I say fixes it.
So, Rebbe Yehuda
says it. I know your question. That Rebbe Yehuda say they both don't work.
If he's a Tana, then why would he challenge him?
That's your answer to the question. He's saying it seems like he holds none of them are good, so why is Rabbi Yochanan Shlok? He's challenging. So why is he really going to ask? Why is he going to say the price and what is the source for them? It's really for their price. You're right. From this price, you're asking good. And it comes out that why would he challenge them? You're right. So why is he going to ask basically your question?
They're still trying to learn out the Hazra's Safek, which has been a question for the last page or two. I assume that's what we're actually trying to derive from this.
You're trying to say where they're coming from. Where are the Rav or Shlokish coming off of? Where they get their concepts? Where they learn their halachas and
stuff? Where's their starting point of their argument?
Yeah, where they coming from? Yeah, where's the starting point? Where are they coming from? Right, where's the starting point?
It seems to be this is a carryover from Hasra Safek. That's what it seems to be. I don't know.
No, you're right. We're talking about Hasra Safek. It's not a carryover. We're going deeper. We're trying to figure out what was that source.
It seems like it's just like peeling
away
the letters.
It
doesn't matter.
The source is
a sin. Just that.
But that means the other two reasons aren't good reasons for
it. It means I don't even want to look at it. They don't affect me in any way.
Us, that means that you would still get malchus.
Maybe he didn't think about it.
No, he thought about it. Rabbi Yehuda was a smart man. He knew about these. He knew about the options. He knew about it. Rabbi Yehuda knew there's other options that he could have. Rabbi Yehuda was not. He had, even though there's other options, those options don't help him. You're asking, maybe you just give me one reason, he really held the other two reasons. Right? You're saying maybe he just wasn't thinking about them. The Gemara understands the fact that he came so clearly that this is the reason, because that's, if you look at the pricing, this is the reason you don't get mocked. He could have told us a lot of reasons. If these reasons were true, you don't have to come on to your reasons.
So that's what I'm saying. So he's saying he must be holding that Hasra Sopik is a Hasra and also that Lash Emo Maisa gets Marcos.
Which means,
and therefore it brings him to only hold there.
Which means he has already given some excuses.
He must get it.
He must be holding on both of them.
Don't get it.
Right.
I can't
prepare
myself
to
just get it.
Basically, Rabbi Yehuda is ready to try and find his excuses to get us out of the Marcos. Which means he knows you already deserve Marcos, right? But your estate pulls you out of it, correct? Which means, even though it's Tzavik HaSorah, you still get Malchus.
He has to be holding it. This is the case of Tzavik HaSorah.
And he has to be holding it.
Lashim Bomaisa gives you Malchus.
Right. And
if he was holding in one of them, not then he.
Doesn't need an excuse.
Right.
Doesn't need the Asay to get you out of it.
Right.
Doesn't need this thing to get you out of it. Now the words we ask for everybody. We did Rashi's. Let's see the final. Let's try to see the wire a little further. Just for now. So now the wire is going to ask what everyone's asking. Rav Shem ben Lakish ben Shlakish Nami. Also, Havadai certainly Hasra Asafik. This is certainly a case of Hasra Asafik. Right? Certainly a case of Hasra Asafik. What do we say for Shlakish? What do you take out of here? That a lot of shame and still gets Malchus.
Right.
What about the fact that it's Hasra Safek gets Malchus? Rabbi Yehuda held also a Safek Hasra gets Malchus.
Right. So you also have the Hasra is not Malchus.
So
already this thing would not be a case of Malchus for this reasoning.
According to you, Rish Lakish, you find, you told me very nice, you told me you understand a real lot of shame and still gets Malchus. But the problem is, you've seen in Yehuda also, that Safek Hashra also gets Malkus, which is against you, Reish Lakish. Right? Reish Lakish, Safek Hashra doesn't get Malkus. So it's against you. So why is it right? Really, we're not really coming off of this earlier Rabbi Yehuda. Really, we're coming off of a different Rabbi Yehuda. Let's see Rashi. One more Rashi. Havadei hasra asafaki. Hach de noiser. This case a noiser. Is this case of leaving over? Is definitely a case of hasra asafik. That's the case, right? When if I warn you in the middle of the night, don't leave over. I don't know if you're going to leave over right now. Correct? Do I know for sure you're going to leave over right now? 3 o'clock in the morning. I don't know if you're going to leave. I tell you, don't leave over. Right? By noiser, it's hasra asafik. Watch. I don't know for sure you're going to do the law. I thought right now, don't leave over, you're going to get Malkus. It's not a definite Hasra. So the Ikal Medek Nami, Mina, you could also extrapolate from there, from Rabbi Yehuda, that Hasra Asafik, Shema Hasra, that Hasra Asafik is called Hasra. So Mara is going to answer you right for this. They're not really coming off of this Rabbi. Fine, we'll continue tomorrow, hopefully. Shabbos.